Hello, my friends. This is Nikam, and it's another Let's Talk from me. There is no failure. So simple but important topic. AJ talks about this topic from a website, lifecoachesblog.com. The title of the article is "There is no failure, only learning experience." By having this belief, there is no failure. You will learn faster and faster. You will be successful more and more. Every day, we see a lot of people in a sport, especially. You see that they failed, but a few of them pass that, and finally they succeed. Do you know why? Yes, it's because of simple belief. There is no failure. Failure and happiness and successful are not things like apple. They are process. Your mental experience of happiness and failure is quite different from each other people. It's quite different from me. We can say, let me give you an example. Two boys, they're both learning how to ride a bicycle. At the beginning, at the first time, they're fumbling and they fell down, and maybe they hit themselves. The number one boy said, "I can't, it's very difficult," and so learning that is enough. So then he quit that, and the number two said, "Yes, I can't at the beginning. It's very difficult, but there is something to learn. Maybe it's because of me. Maybe I can't handle that. I can't handle the bicycle." So he continues to practice more and more, and he make every failure as a learning experience, and he doesn't label himself as a failure. He sees every experience as learning, and we see that happen a lot among a lot of people, especially in a sport and a good athlete. Maybe they quit, maybe they failure, and maybe some of them quit them sport, and maybe some of them make their failure as a learning experience. And so in every time in your life, I say you have to accept this sentence, accept this belief, and there is no failure. If you had a problem with English, in grammar, speaking, everything, you can improve that. You have to make every mistake as a step for learning more and more. You can make that as a fast track, and you will be improve your learning English. In your job, if you fired, it's important that how you face this problem. You need to make good experience of this problem. Never use the word failure. And the point is that you accept your failure and make yourself stronger. If you said, "No, it's a failure. It's because of me. I'm then you will be make yourself very weak, and you never do everything in your life, and you will be always disappointed and never develop in nothing. So You see, in the world, successful person, they learn how not to be disappointed. Other fears than you failure, and they failure, maybe they disappointed from their failure. But you see how they change their failure into success. It's obviously that failure are all experience that approach you to success and happiness. We can say the opposite of success is not failure. It's don't try. If you don't try, so you don't learn, so after failure, it's important. What is more important is our reaction. We see when we were a child and we wanted to learn to ride a bicycle, how many times we fell down and hurt ourselves, hurt our knee. But finally, by helping our parents, we learn that, and when we grow up, we see in every aspect of life, when we grow up, maybe we have a lot of failure, but they are all as our experience. So you see, failure makes us stronger. And maybe you heard this famous dictum from Edison. Edison says, "I will not say I failed 1,000 times. I will say that I discovered there are 1,000 ways that can cause failure." I hope that never use the word failure and make of them as a good feedback, as a learning experience, to be as a successful person. And AJ in this lesson talks about his experience when he fired, and then he developed his effortless method. At the beginning, a lot of traditional teacher criticized him, and now you see his method and him is very beloved by a lot of students. Even in Iran, we use of his method as Zavanshan's application. So never quit and never use the word failure. You will be successful. Have a good time.